Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. You are new to YouTube and you want to get your first 100 subscribers as fast as possible, maybe even 100 subscribers in one day. There's a few things that you can leverage to get this going. One, use your family. In fact, your friends, your family, your schoolmates, anyone that you're already aware of. If you truly want to go out there and start creating content and you are proud of the content you are creating, then don't be afraid to invite them in to help you learn, to help you grow. Your first 100 subscribers really does unlock many features on the YouTube platform. You can get your custom channel URL, you can have a decent banner, you've got your custom thumbnails. This is your strong foundation. And your first 100 subscribers can also be your guiding light, the people that help you, that trust you, that truly believe in you, your girlfriend, your cat, your best friend. This also gives you a small echo chamber to build up that confidence. So many people I know are camera shy. They sit there, they're not quite sure about how to talk to a camera, they'll get a bit quiet, or they'll be a bit weird. So you'll need to learn in your first few videos how to present yourself, how to edit videos, how to make sure that they can hear you and they can see you and where to frame it. Your family and your friends, if they're engaged enough, will help give you that little bit of confidence. You'd upload your first video and you'll get your first 20, 30 views. You'll get those first 5, 10 comments. Those like, yeah, that was really cool. Aha, that was funny. You'd share it around school. I honestly believe the biggest advantage anyone can have is being in school and having a YouTube channel. Not only can you, you know, make something for your friends, but you've got a very large audience inbuilt there that you can slowly introduce by friends of friends of friends of friends. I understand that if you're not the popular kid, this may be a little bit harder, but I'm sure you'll know a few friends at school. And that gives you your starting block. It makes your videos look active, and maybe other people can start engaging that don't know you, that find you through the search algorithm or just generally putting your videos out there. And then because your video is active, people then bandwagon in on it, because if you've just got one video with one view and no comments, then people don't seem to engage. But if they see that it's a party of people commenting and laughing and joking, they're more likely to jump in and join. Two, social media. Join your forums. Join your Facebook groups. Join those Reddit subreddits. These are your people. These are the things that you love the most. These are the videos that you are making. So if you really, really love gaming in a specific game, hunt out that Halo forum or that Destiny 2 forum. PlayStation group online if you're doing news. If you're doing fitness, there's websites out there that will love you to get involved. There's loads, like hundreds of thousands of groups on Facebook. I don't mean go in there and spam. I don't mean go in there and go look at my video. I mean engage and play and make friends, and slowly over time they will give you a chance to answer questions with your videos. You can go, oh yeah, I made this video about that step class or that nutrition, or that's how I food prep, or that's how I clean my house, or that's how I fix my car. More importantly, this is free. You can jump into these groups from day one. You can go and make friends from day one. It does take your time. I understand that you might want immediate views overnight and immediately get everything under the sun, but it does take time. But time early on is pretty cheap, if not free. It is those 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed. It's those 2 or 3 hours before you go to school or work or the weekend or sat on the toilet answering comments. Join these groups, engage in these groups, don't spam these groups, and slowly over time you will attract the other people that are interested in your topic. Three, comment on videos within your niche. Now this one you have to do very carefully. For example, for me, when I first started my YouTube educational journey, I'd already been watching Roberto Blake, Nick Niven, Tim Schmoyer, Daryl Eves, VidIQ, and many others. So for me to comment in the comment section. Hi Roberto, thank you very much for helping me grow my YouTube channel. Or referring directly to something in a video from Nick Nimmin. I really like that feature. How did you do that background? Where's that light come from? Sean Cannell, I can, you know, ask questions about their camera setup. Now I'm not guaranteed replies. No one is. But if you're able to make an interesting or an entertaining comment, people might see that. You might get upvoted. You might float to the top of the comments and then they might pile in and check out your channel. Now, I've been on this platform for a very long time, so I've seen many different types of comment sections over the years. But the general rule of thumb, be helpful. Maybe even go through the rest of that comment section, and if people ask questions, maybe answer the question for them. The owner of the video would see engagement and benefits and engagement of people talking to each other. And as long as you're not directly advertising, hi, watch my channel, hi, I've got a video like this, as long as you're not doing that, then it won't, in my opinion, upset the owner of the video. There's nothing that annoys me more than, hi, check out my channel. You haven't earned the right to do that. Please don't do that.
Dude, stop. Just cut it out. Stop it altogether, okay? Put some pants on, go outside, rethink your life, and give your mother her money back. All right, good.
But if you're engaging with the other people in my comment sections, asking them questions and communicating with them and helping them and making friends, it builds a community for me. I'm happy with that, so you can do the same. And in the long run, those 20, 30, 50 comments and replies that you've left on that video or those comments or those channels in general gives you a little larger chance of maybe making a friend. Then maybe clicking on your channel name and maybe finding you and subscribing. A sneaky tip is, comment on the broader, wider audiences and comment fast first. When I was growing my first 1,000 subscribers, I was able to garner 20, 30 odd subscribers a day if I was able to be a ninja in the comments. This is my dirty little secret, so to say. Basically, I'd subscribe to a load of channels that I was engaged in that I really, really loved, and on the homepage, the subscription feed lists the most recently published videos. So I would sit there and I'd refresh the homepage, and if a new video has been out literally now, I would jump in and I'd try and make the first comment or one of the first comments as much as possible, and I'd try and make it engaging on that video. The reason why this is a little sucky is that you may not have watched the video at all, so you kind of have to hop in and make a hot comment. So I honestly ask you, if you're going to do this, please make sure that in the long run you actually watch that video. It might actually help you, might engage you. But I'll be honest, getting to my first 1,000 subscribers, I used to do this every day for around about 2 months or so. I'd hop in and try and be the first couple of comments. I'd hop in and be like, yeah, great, wonderful video. And then I'd ask something relevant about the video or compliment the person within that video. And then other people would vote it up a bit because they would agree on that nice comment. Whether it's, wow, I love the colour of her hair. Cool, I'd love to get a laptop like that. I'd make a little joke in reference to the video. Something, anything, something entertaining or educational, and it'd float to the top. Over time, because it is the top comment on a very popular video that has just been uploaded within the last 2 or 3 minutes, you do start to see traffic and they do hop over to your channel trailer. But what you need to do at this point is make sure that before you start doing this, one, please, I express so much, don't make it spammy. Don't advertise, truly try and offer some value. Two, set up your channel to receive these people. If you don't have a channel banner, if you've got horrible videos, if your thumbnails are disgusting, if you're not engaging, if you're not even in the right niche or in the right field in general, so therefore if you're commenting on a load of educational channels, fine, right? But you don't want to be commenting on a gaming channel if your channel's about knitting. Be in a broader spectrum, and then when they come over, they're going to be received by something that they'll want to watch. And that should hopefully lift you to your first 100 subscribers. If you want to know how to beat the YouTube algorithm as a smaller YouTuber, there's a video here. Subscribe, and I'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.